This is a podcast from the Queen City Podcast Network.
Did you know there are several endangered species living in North Carolina? And there is an easy way to help those animals that involves tax season. We're learning about a program run by the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission.
We conserve a lot of land that protects non-game species and our water quality and just quality of life.
This is WBTV's Good Question. We are joined now by Sarah Schweitzer, Assistant Chief of the Division of Wildlife Management of the Wildlife Diversity Program. Sarah, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Alex. This is great. Thank you.
Absolutely. First, tell me a little bit about what you do and how long you've been in your current role.
Okay, I've been in my current role as Assistant Chief since 2018. And I'm over the Wildlife Diversity Program and the Wildlife Resources Commission. And we cover all the species that are not hunted or trapped, so our non-game species.
Wow. And talk about what specifically NC Wildlife does, because I'm sure it's a lot.
Yeah, North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission works to conserve and protect our wildlife resources and their habitats in North Carolina. So we also have fishing and hunting and shooting sports under our purview. And so we have all different divisions addressing those concerns as well.
Absolutely. I know you guys sent out this memo about the tax program, the tax checkoff program the other day. Explain what that program is.
Yeah, so within our program that I oversee, we receive some federal funds from the state wildlife grant, and we need to find non-federal funds to match those to run our program. And so one way we've been able to obtain these funds is a tax checkoff program, meaning when people are doing their taxes, like people are beginning now to do all their taxes, if you have any overage, like you're going to get some funding back, you can contribute some of those funds to our program. And then those become our non-federal match, which increases the amount of funding we have to work on conservation of all these non-game species.
That is so interesting. First, how difficult is this for folks to do?
It's super easy. So if you're working with a tax preparer, you can just ask them when you get to, it's usually line 30, depending on the form that they're working on. But you can ask them to contribute to our fund if they have any overage. Or if you're doing them yourselves, even with a software package, once you get to that point, it'll ask you whether you want to contribute to one of these funds or not. And so it's really easy just to check that off and contribute to the non-game wildlife fund.
I'm about to say, it sounds like this is something that's always an option, but you guys are just trying to make people aware that it's an option, right?
Yeah, it's been an option for quite some time and has really been successful in really helping our program. So every year we put out a press release just to remind people that it is there and we need these funds to conserve North Carolina species. And so we just want to get the word out that this is the time of year when you can start doing that and contributing.
Absolutely. How much specifically are you looking for from people? I know it's not a huge dollar amount, right?
Right. I mean, people contribute $20. They can contribute hundreds of dollars. It just depends on what you're getting back, what you're comfortable with, and your interests.
I know we hear about, you know, trying to do different things to help endangered species all the time. What specifically does the money go toward? Like, what efforts does the money help?
So this money goes specifically to match federal funds that are in our state wildlife grant program. And we use those funds to address all of our herpetofauna, so all the turtles and lizards, frogs, and also our aquatic wildlife diversity species. So those include crayfish and some of the smaller fish that are obviously not sport fish, and our mussel species. So all of our work is conservation and research. We work with partners and we conserve a lot of land that protects these species and our water quality and just quality of life.
Oh, that is really, really interesting. For folks who are unaware, what qualifies as an endangered species?
So an endangered species can either be federally listed or state listed. And to determine its status, we review all the data that are available on its abundance and distribution and some of the threats that are facing it. And so it has to be, as a endangered species, one that is in some concern for loss completely. And so it's a significant factor when it's determined to be endangered. If it's threatened, then it may be in danger of becoming listed. So any species that meets those criteria needs a lot of attention.
I know you mentioned a couple of examples before in that last answer, but what are some examples for folks that, you know, people might be aware of that they might see, you know, every now and then out and about if they're going for a hike or even if they're in certain parts of the state?
Yes, yeah, so some of the species in North Carolina that, especially their coastal region, people are familiar with are the sea turtles. So the sea turtles that we work with during the nesting season, and now you may have heard of some of the turtles that have washed up because of cold stunning and our cold weather events. All those species are listed. And so we're spending a lot of time trying to protect and conserve those species. And we are seeing some positive results. So that's great. And some other species that are state listed are ones that you're familiar with. The peregrine falcon is one. And we have some salamanders in the western region, as well as some lizard species, the mimic glass lizards one of concern in our central area with the longleaf pine wiregrass ecosystem. So there's several species throughout our state that people may encounter that we're trying to turn around their population status.
How difficult can it be to protect a species once it is considered endangered?
It can be a challenge, especially considering what its threats are. There's some threats that are more difficult than others to deal with. And one that we see in North Carolina, because we're such a growing state, is the impact of development and road construction on habitat. So that's a difficult one that we're working with. We work with city planners and North Carolina DOT to try to reduce or avoid any impacts. Some others that have really benefited our raptors, like peregrine falcons and bald eagles, is removing some of the threats from different pesticides. You all may have heard of DDT. That was one that was really detrimental in our habitat. So removal of that really helped those raptor species, and we've turned around their populations quite well.
For folks who may not be as concerned about wildlife in North Carolina, why is it important to protect these animals?
Yeah, there's all sorts of reasons. One is of us who have a scientific background, we look at it from the ecological standpoint. And so our ecosystem is made up of all sorts of tiny pieces. They all work together. And so you start removing these tiny pieces and the system just won't work anymore. And you lose things like people may have heard of some of the loss of insects as affecting pollination. So we end up losing some of our agricultural crops that need that pollination. So that all these pieces are woven together. Another area of concern is water quality. So if we start losing water quality, it affects these species, but also affects people's well-being. So it's all tied together. And some of these species, when they start to decline, are real warning systems. Like, hey, this whole ecosystem might be out of balance, and we need to pay more attention to this. So there's reasons to be concerned from the ecological standpoint. Also, if people are more interested in the legal policy side, once things do become federally listed as threatened or endangered, the Endangered Species Act starts to come into play, and it reduces or sometimes eliminates people's ability to do different construction projects and other activities. So it can be really restrictive in the legal policy realm. So that's one reason, another one, to avoid that classification.
That is definitely interesting. How important is the financial component when you're talking about the efforts to protect these endangered species?
We would have spent a lot more on species that are federally listed than those that are not. So our effort is always to try to keep species off a federal list for many reasons, as I just stated. But one is the financial reason, because of the impact it can have on restricting activities in some projects that people might want to undertake. So we try our best to avoid any kind of listing if at all possible for many reasons.
Are there any common misconceptions about endangered species or anything in general about endangered species that you have found that the public is unaware of or ignorant of that you'd like to inform them about?
Well, yeah. So we do have several federally listed species, and we are working really with different cooperative programs with private landowners. There's several programs called Safe Harbor, where we can work with private landowners to provide a harbor for these listed species, but they're not restricted in their normal activities. So that's really benefited a lot of landowners in the forest industry, for example. And now we've just passed a similar safe harbor program with our aquatic species. So I guess it's one big point is that we're not trying to be restrictive. We're trying to work the best we can with everyone to turn this around and not have these listed species.
Absolutely. Sarah, where do folks go to learn more about the tax checkoff program?
So they can go to our website. So ncwildlife.org is our main website. And on that, you'll find the press release and some other information about conservation efforts in North Carolina. And that will give you all the information if you want to contact us directly about it as well.
What would be your pitch to someone as to why they should jump in and be a part of this?
It's a great way to contribute to North Carolina's natural resources. We have a great state with variability from the Appalachian Mountains down to the coast. And we really want to preserve these, not only for our current citizens in North Carolina, but for our future ones too. So, you know, our kids and grandkids can still see all these wonderful species we have in North Carolina.
Absolutely. Sarah, anything else you'd like to add before I let you go?
I just want to thank everyone in advance who might contribute to the tax checkoff program. It's really going to help these species. We have a lot of opportunities within our commission for volunteers and get involved and help us out. So don't hesitate to contact us if you need any more information or want to participate. It'd be really helpful.
I love it. I love it. Sarah Schweitzer, Assistant Chief of the Division of Wildlife Management, the Wildlife Diversity Program. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
WBTV's Good Question is a product of WBTV in cooperation with Queen City Podcast Network and Balto Creative Media. From WBTV, Good Question is produced by Jack Vandertal. Special thanks to Jamie Bowl. For the Queen City Podcast Network, WBTV's Good Question is produced by Brian Baltashevitz and Maria Delgado. Production coordinator, Taylor Robinson. It is recorded at the Queen City Podcast Network studios in Uptown Charlotte.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.